One of the great American surfers and great shapers of surfboards has died, Donald Takeyama. He entered the scene young, a hardscrabble kid in Waikiki, making his own boards out of scrap materials and skipping school to surf.
He would go from his mom's house, and he'd paddle down the Alawai, that dirty little canal in Waikiki. He'd paddle all the way down it and pop out and then go surfing all along Waikiki.
That's Corey Schumacher, a pro surfer who calls Takeyama a mentor. She told us that when he was 12, he took money saved up from his paper route and bought a one-way ticket to Los Angeles. And another friend of Takeyama's, Scott Hewlett, explained to us he had a job waiting for him.
He did, in fact, come here as a preteen at the behest of Dale Velzy, a foundational surfboard shaper, who had seen boards that Donald had shaped as a child at Waikiki Beach.
Hewlett, who's the editor of The Surfer's Journal, says Takeyama was instantly a phenom in the water.
Donald's surfing style was exuberant and celebratory. He had a low center of gravity, only being 5 foot five. He would squat down with his legs bowed a little bit in what we call the Hawaiian bully boy style.
Donald Takeyama on his first visit to the mainland from Hawaii.
Takeyama was featured in several surf movies, and he went on to be a dominant competitive surfer in the mid-1960s, and sort of a man about town in the Southern California scene. He often told surfer Corey Schumacher stories about those days.
He's sitting up on top of La Paloma with Timothy Leary, talking about how surfing and the universe were very much the same. And I thought that was just classic. But that was Donald.
Today, Takeyama is best known for his surfboard designs and innovations. Schumacher says he loved to talk about how the ocean would interact with a board he built.
So he'd be like, boom, bam, then shoof. So he was literally like a Batman cartoon when he was talking about how the board was going to work. And then he took it out in the water, and that's exactly how it would work.
Takeyama's story isn't entirely one of success. In the 80s, he was arrested for his role in a cocaine smuggling ring. His friend Scott Hewlett said that was an outgrowth of the surf bum ethic of the time. Find easy ways to make money so you can enjoy your days at the beach.
Work tends to interfere with those days, leading to a kind of a scam ethic. And I think Donald fell victim to that. And yeah, he had more than a brush. He ended up at the big house. He was in prison.
Once he served his time, Takeyama went back to surfing and making boards. But Schumacher says his legacy is much deeper than the surfboards he designed.
His legacy wasn't made of redwood or balsa or fiberglass or foam. His legacy was the lives that he shaped. And that legacy will never die because we're going to pass that aloha and that spirit along.
Donald Takeyama had heart problems in recent years. He died at the age of 68.
This is NPR.